Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Toronto, Canada. Elected officials support Falun Gong practitioners in their commemoration of the April 25th appeal. U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom report. Organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners continues in China. Hong Kong. Public officials praise Falun Gong practitioners for their tenacity. A special agent changes his mind. I have seen these miracles with my own eyes. German human rights organization. The CCP must stop persecuting Falun Gong. And London. Peaceful demonstration held outside Chinese embassy to mark the anniversary of the April 25th appeal. Now for the stories.
Toronto, Canada. Elected officials support Falun Gong practitioners in their commemoration of the April 25th appeal. Falun Gong practitioners in Toronto normally hold a series of events to mark the anniversary of the April 25th appeal on that day every year. Many elected officials usually come to speak at these events and express their support. The annual rally could not be held this year due to the coronavirus pandemic. Elected officials, however, expressed their support by accepting online interviews and writing emails. On April 25, 1999, an estimated 10,000 Falun Gong practitioners went to Beijing to request the release of 45 practitioners who were being detained in Tianjin, a city about 60 miles east of Beijing. They also requested permission to publish Falun Gong books and a reasonable environment to practice their spiritual belief. The petition demonstrated the peaceful, rational, and courage of practitioners to safeguard justice and conscience. Unfortunately, the Chinese Communist Party initiated the persecution of Falun Gong on July 20, 1999. The party also rewrote the history of the appeal to defame practitioners for their spiritual belief. Former Senator Condonino founded the Friends of Falun Gong in the Canadian Parliament. He normally participates every year in commemoration to mark the April 25th appeal. He said the persecution of Falun Gong was wrong, unlawful, and inhumane. He has supported Falun Gong for many years and said he believed that change would come to China. Mr. Donino said in an online interview, "I am prepared to stand with you, in front of you, behind you, wherever you put me to make sure that you get the rights that you are entitled." All of those courageous men and women in China who face discrimination, jail, and sometimes disappearance, you know that you are not alone. The world is watching. Particularly now. I repeat, you are not alone, he said. Conservative MP Peter Kent is co-chair of Friends of Falun Gong in the Canadian Parliament. He expressed his support for the April 25th commemorations during an online interview. It's always been an honor to stand with you Falun Gong practitioners together on the anniversary of that peaceful gathering, he said. We've seen that over these 21 years, the Communist Party of China has been brutally repressive and has violated the human rights of Falun Gong practitioners. It's important that we mark this anniversary, even though the world is preoccupied with the coronavirus pandemic. But it is important that we remember many of the elements that have made this pandemic so serious, tragically deadly, are a result of the same repressive, cruel, brutal policies of the regime in Beijing.
U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom report, organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners continues in China. The 2020 annual report by the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, published on April 28, 2020, stated, "In 2019, religious freedom conditions in China continued to deteriorate." The report again recommended designating China as a country of particular concern, as it has for each of the past 21 years. The 2020 report highlighted China's massive surveillance of its people. It stated, "The Chinese government has created a high-tech surveillance state utilizing facial recognition and artificial intelligence to monitor religious minorities." The report also discusses China's suppression of religions, including Falun Gong, saying, "Thousands of Falun Gong practitioners were arrested during 2019 for practicing the movement's meditation exercises or distributing literature about their beliefs. Human rights advocates and scientists presented evidence that the practice of harvesting organs from prisoners, many of whom are believed to be Falun Gong practitioners, continued on a significant scale." The organization's commissioner, Johnny Moore, said he believes that China is the world's foremost violator of human rights and religious freedom, and it cannot be compared to any other country in the world, not only because of its inexcusable actions, but because of the way it aids and abets similar actions by other countries all around the world. Moore also pointed out that other countries in pursuit of self-interest continue to let China play by its own rules, especially at the United Nations. "This is absolutely inexcusable," he said. He warned that the countries who ignore China's malevolence may eventually find themselves subservient to it. "It is past time for our world bodies and our liberal democracies to demand more from China."
Hong Kong. Public officials praise Falun Gong practitioners for their tenacity. Falun Gong practitioners in Hong Kong held protests outside the Hong Kong Liaison Office in groups of four on April 25, 2020, to commemorate the 21st anniversary of the April 25th appeal in Beijing. They read statements in Mandarin and Cantonese calling for the disintegration of the Chinese Communist Party and an end to the persecution of the spiritual discipline of Falun Gong in China. In addition, they went to various parts of the island to hand out information and raise awareness about the ongoing persecution. On April 25, 1999, more than 10,000 practitioners went to the State Appeals Office next to Zhongnanhai in Beijing to peacefully appeal for the right to practice Falun Gong freely in China. The peaceful appeal was praised by the outside world as one of the most large-scale and rational protests in China. Many Hong Kong councillors have expressed admiration for practitioners' unwavering efforts to peacefully resist the CCP's brutal persecution and have encouraged practitioners to continue. Albert Ho, who is the current chairman of the Hong Kong Alliance in Support of Patriotic Democratic Movements in China, commented that the CCP's brutal acts used in persecuting Falun Gong is uncivilized and inhumane. This is a repression of freedom of thought, freedom of religion, freedom of belief, as well as basic human rights. Especially the harvesting of organs from prisoners of conscience is extremely brutal. He hopes that the truth will be revealed in the near future. Mr. Ho also said that he admires practitioners for their perseverance under such difficult circumstances and hopes they will continue and never give up. Mr. Liang Chin said he admired practitioners for not bowing down to the pro-CCP group's constant bullying. He pointed out that practitioners have never stopped fighting for the rights to pursue their belief and that their spirit of perseverance deserves respect of the Hong Kong people.
A special agent changes his mind. I have seen these miracles with my own eyes. The coronavirus pandemic has upended life and caused tremendous damage, leaving many to rethink their priorities. This is a story of a special agent who was assigned to monitor Falun Gong practitioners. My friend Yang, a Falun Gong practitioner, has a retail store that closes every day at 10 p.m. One day in late December last year, a middle-aged man who spoke a different dialect started chatting with him. The man showed up every day for the next 3 weeks. Yang talked to him and occasionally mentioned some facts about the CCP's persecution of Falun Gong. Before long, Yang realized that the man was a special agent. Yang said, You know, Falun Gong practitioners live by the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. We even cherish those police officers who persecute us, and we wish them well because we know they do what they do because they have been misled by the CCP's lies. The fellow did not return for quite a while after that. A little while later, the Wuhan coronavirus epidemic started and soon spread to our area. Yang didn't see the fellow for a long time, until around March or April of this year, when he showed up and said to Yang, "I just came back from a trip to Wuhan." At that time, Wuhan was under a draconian lockdown, and the fact he could easily get in and out of Wuhan confirmed Yang's suspicion that the man worked for the authorities. Yang asked, "You know, many, many people died in Wuhan. Why was the official death toll only about 3,000? When the fellow asked Yang how many he thought had really died, Yang replied, "I'm not sure, but I heard people say the number would be closer to the truth if you added a zero, making it 30,000, or it could be even higher." "What you said is true," the man said. "We just cannot trust those published statistics." The man then said he knew that practitioners often said things such as, "Good is rewarded with good, and evil incurs evil," but that he did not believe it in the past. He said, "Having been through the pandemic, however, I began to rethink a lot of things." The officer said that in the past he did not believe the miraculous stories published on the Minghui website, which he monitored. "But in Wuhan, I witnessed many such instances. Some residents were infected by the coronavirus, but they recovered quickly simply by reciting, 'Falun Dafa is good,' and 'truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good,'" he explained. "I saw that with my own eyes." The officer visited Yang again recently. He asked Yang, "Do you know why there have been so many cases of infection in New York?" The officer said he believed that it was because New York has been badly infiltrated by the CCP. He admitted that he himself was sent to New York a few times on infiltration assignments. In the end, he thanked Yang and other Falun Gong practitioners. "What you've done is really remarkable. Your informational materials tell people the facts, and they are well written. I will also see what I can do to help."
German human rights organization: the CCP must stop persecuting Falun Gong. Hanno Schädler, a representative from the Society of Threatened People and an expert on genocide prevention and the responsibility to protect, said, "The Chinese government should end its fight against Falun Gong and respect the right to freedom of religion as guaranteed by the Constitution." The statement was released by the Society of Threatened People, a German human rights organization commemorating the historic appeal by 10,000 Falun Gong practitioners 21 years ago. Over 10,000 Falun Gong practitioners gathered in Beijing on April 25, 1999, near the State Council Appeals Office to petition for the release of 45 practitioners unlawfully arrested in Tianjin and for an environment to freely practice their faith. They quietly came and left, leaving behind not even a tiny piece of trash on the ground. They even cleaned up the cigarette butts left by the police. Despite then that Prime Minister Zhu Rongji promised to look into the issues, Jiang Zemin, the chairman of the party at the time, ordered the nationwide persecution of Falun Gong 3 months later. The persecution continues to this day. The Society's statement was released on April 24, 2020, entitled "Falun Gong Mass Protests 21 Years Ago, April 25th, China Continues to Criminalize Members of the Meditation Movement." The Society of Threatened People is urging the Chinese Communist regime to end the 21-year-long persecution of Falun Gong and also urging the German government to protect Falun Gong practitioners from being discriminated against in Germany. The statement said it is more than 4,300 Falun Gong members have died in police custody in labor camps or prisons. Many followers of the movement were arrested several times. The authorities had especially focused on older women who were often accused of publicly promoting Falun Gong. Also, practitioners are increasingly becoming victims of illegal organ removal. It also called out the persecution of Falun Gong on Germany's soil as the 18 Confucius Institutes, Chinese classrooms in Western universities sponsored by the communist regime, openly banned its staff from practicing Falun Gong. The statement also said, German policy must not allow the religious persecution of the Chinese government to continue on our territory, and the Chinese government even persecutes people who merely dared to defend Falun Gong practitioners. Gao Zhizheng, one of China's most prominent human rights lawyers, has repeatedly advocated for people of Christian faith and for Falun Gong members. In 2017, the human rights activist, who was nominated for the Nobel Prize twice, disappeared without a trace.
London. Peaceful demonstration held outside Chinese embassy to mark the anniversary of the April 25th appeal. Falun Gong practitioners demonstrated the exercises outside the Chinese embassy in London on April 25th to mark the 21st anniversary of the April 25th appeal. Due to the coronavirus pandemic, the UK government issued a lockdown order. Many people stay at home. However, there are still a few pedestrians on the street. But given the nice weather on April 25th, some people were walking, running, and biking. The practitioners lined up along the street, keeping in mind the social distancing order, and they demonstrated the exercises. Their demonstration caught the attention of passers-by. Tony has joined the peaceful protest outside the Chinese embassy every week during the past 20 years. He distributes flyers to passers-by, explains his experience of practicing Falun Gong, and raises awareness of the evil nature of the CCP, which is trying to destroy humanity. "I have come to tell people that Falun Gong is good and the CCP is evil," said Tony. Because of the isolation, people start thinking why the pandemic has occurred. He said he wished more governments and organizations would work together to stop the CCP's state-sanctioned live organ harvesting and actively help disintegrate the party. Falun Gong practitioners around the world have been protesting the CCP's persecution peacefully. The April 25th appeal is commemorated every year. The practitioners said that they were protesting outside the embassy while following the government's orders of social distancing and restriction of travel. They also took the lockdown into account when preparing their protest outside the Chinese embassy, as the UK issued its lockdown policy order beginning on March 24th. Two practitioners show up every day. Practitioners noticed that more and more people have accepted Falun Gong flyers. Some people signed the petition calling for an end to the persecution. They said they would continue the peaceful protest until the persecution ends. They asked that the international community and the British public help stop the persecution. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.